Recordings of these walk and talks are going to be aids on ANC report for members, as well as Inner Circle. So all this evidence came out, and it's Israel's own investigations showing the ravers were killed by their own. It's already on film. Both police and IDF were using civilian cars full of civilians as cover as they're shooting at Hamas. That is literally a human shield. Then, because you have all these charred remains of cars, they had to admit they were hit by their own helicopter, because there's no other way to explain it, since Hamas didn't possess any weapons like that. The same with the kibbutzes. Israel fired on their own kibbutzes with tanks, which we know by witnesses who survived. Israeli witnesses who survived. Yes, they fired on us and just killed everyone. They were killing civilians. And if you take the tank fire of the kibbutzes and the helicopter and cop fire away from the rave that, you know, Hamas didn't even know was there, just how many civilians did Hamas really kill? It seemed like they targeted the IDF and took over bases. The rave was in the way because there's some party between two of the bases, and the road was blocked by the police, by the police barricade. And when they fanned out to each side and started running, the helicopters came and gunned them down. Of course, they blamed it all on Hamas. Why wouldn't they? But you can't blame it all on Hamas because of the charred vehicles. You physically can't explain that, since Hamas doesn't have helicopters or flamethrowers or whatever. These things were completely toasted. Now, it's good that Israel did an investigation. Shocking. And I think that's more of the anti-Netanyahu crowd that got that done. They want answers. Was this really the Hannibal Doctrine? Was it just them panicking? Is just the helicopter pilots always wanted to shoot a bunch of cars and finally had a chance? What was going on? I doubt there will be any punishments doled out, but this is going to be a hard one for them, because they told everybody Hamas attacked and killed all these civilians, and it was the Israelis shooting their own and then blaming it on their enemy.
Ryan, you know how, like, most of these people have, like, dual citizenship? So if this news is just getting out, how isn't, like, the original country outraged or, like, turning heads against Israel?
Well, some of them are. Even the United States, which is Israel's strongest ally, just recently, from Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, who I've criticized highly on a lot of things, is saying that they will at least revoke the visas for American settlers who've engaged in violent activity in the West Bank. That should be like, well, duh, they ought to be in prison for breaking the law, but at least they'll lose one of their citizenships if they behave that way. And if America is willing to do that, everyone else is going to do it.
Because be like
they're the only
like
thing
the
in the
ICC.
Way most of the time.
Like,
I don't
law,
think the ICC is ever, yeah, whatever. It's good cop, bad cop. The UN has never been about justice. ICC only punishes third world despots, whatever. It's like to go after Putin or whatever. He can't land in this area or he'll get arrested. They never punish Israelis. Ever. Because if were the case, they're guilty of everything. Crimes against humanity, war crimes, you could argue genocide. They're guilty of all of it. And it's not just Netanyahu. It's all of them. Every prime minister they ever had. It was founded by terrorists. So, whatever, you know, I'll put stock in the ICC when they actually have a conviction and prosecution on anyone. But whatever. That I'm more excited, because it's more realistic, that at least the settlers are going to have their visas revoked so they can't travel back and forth. That should have been minimal. First of all, being a settler is already illegal. What do you mean violent activity? Isn't taking someone's house violent anyway? I mean, you either bulldozed it or you just moved into someone's living room. That's already an act of violence. But it doesn't stop there. You know, they burn their farms and cut down the olive trees and they beat people up. Sometimes they shoot them. They dump their trash on them or they'll build fences around someone's door so they can't come home. Like, they feel entitled to it, like this racial violence. And it's just, that's why I say God's chosen lunatics. God gave us this land. It's in the book. How
I know,
insane.
and it's crazy. And they make
How
it.
greedy is that? This is my house. I'm returning here because I think my ancestors were here thousands of years ago. Never mind that yours are also. I'm just going to take your house. It's so disgusting. They let them do it.
Have you seen the normal Norman Finkelstein debate? Sorry, I meant Scott Horton with Tim Pool.
Yeah, I saw Horton as I and I really enjoyed Finkelstein's talk with Candace Owens too. Scott's debate was with it was a two against one because Tim Pool wouldn't shut up and kept jumping in on the other guy's behalf.
The other guy was fully pro-Israel.
Oh yeah, he's like, well, we told them to leave. Like, okay, Hamas told you to leave. So did Nazis. Nazis told Jews to leave for years, and they didn't. And so they got murdered. Are you really going to blame the victims? At least Jews had somewhere to go. Gaza doesn't even have anywhere to go. Just from the North Gaza to South Gaza, you attack South Gaza too. So it doesn't matter. They had nowhere they could run to. And as if, even if they were, it was completely empty. You can't just blow up someone's house and all their belongings. Are you going to pay for their house? You just made 200,000 people homeless. You think that's okay? It's not okay. Oh, well, we're just fighting Hamas. Okay, next time there's a school shooter, just blow up the whole school. Because, then you'll get the school shooter too. And to hell with all the collateral damage, just a bunch of kids. Human shields. They didn't choose for there to be a shooter. And there was never any evidence that, oh, there's a little Hamas tunnel under every single one of these houses, hospitals, churches, mosques, whatever the hell they want to blow up. It's just ethnic cleansing. And they've done it before. And before,
Know
and
what's
before, and
disgusting as
before.
well?
And you know what? They did it before there ever was a Hamas. Hamas comes in 1987. What was the do it for the first 35 years they did ethnic cleansing too? Plus the Nakba. It's a sick society from top to bottom. It has this religious dogma that God's a real estate agent exclusively for their religious ethnic group, which is a bunch of trans Semites because almost none of them are Hebrew or Middle Eastern Jews. And they just came down and squatted on top of land, on top of private property, and said, "This is mine." Holocaust, which Palestine had
Plus,
nothing to do
when they went in the hospital, they had like a photo up with
They've
the flag.
destroyed many hospitals and they did the same thing in 2014 and 2009. And I just like, I get that, but dude, they're blowing up apartments. That's why they're in the hospital in the first place, is because you attack their homes. They're pulling kids out of the rubble who've suffocated or been crushed to death because you're just bombing apartment buildings. And no evidence there's Hamas there or anything. And you can't just do that anyway. If the cops are chasing somebody, they can't just pull out a bazooka and blow up the whole block and be like, got him. You can't do that.
Hey Ryan, the 16 Apache helicopters can carry 16 Hellfire missiles.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I said that before the recording started. So, yeah, I guess you could. One could wipe out a lot of cars because you could probably get several with one blast if they were close enough together. But, yeah, man. You know what? But personally, pisses me off is the fact that they're cleansing people off the land in a weapon named after people who were cleansed off the land. I mean, there's some, this, the Apache still exists, but not where they were, and 99.99% of them were murdered. Geronimo, Nietzsche were like the last stand, and they put them in concentration camps in Florida. And he never did get to go back to Arizona as they promised him. They, and how'd they get Geronimo? Took his family hostage. And that, now they have the Apache attack helicopter. Like, it's named after people that you essentially genocided. I mean, like, their language is disappearing. They're removed from Arizona. And you gotta, they have a Comanche too. And they use that to shoot Palestinians and Israelis. It's just like shooting civilians is what they do best, is what they train for. Really, soldier to soldier, Hamas is still winning the war. More Israeli soldiers have died than Hamas. But 10,000, probably 16,000 now, dead civilians. And it looks, though, I explained this in the beginning, but when you add the Apache fire on the Ravers, which they couldn't avoid because the cars are all burned up, and the tank fire on the kibbutzes, which you couldn't avoid because there were survivors who said, yeah, the Israelis shot tanks in here and killed everybody. And the police and IDF hiding behind cars full of people shooting at Hamas, literally using human shields. If you add all that up, it seems like the majority of the civilians on Israel's side, they got killed, all of whom were adults, no beheaded babies, no rapes, none of that crap, were killed by the Israelis. Because there's 240 people that raved that died. That's what they said. There's an awful lot of automobiles, and they were packed with people.
Right. If they really wanted to find the tunnels, couldn't they do, like, seismic surveys and image the underground tunnels?
Is back. That's the last thing you heard me say. I had to turn the Wi-Fi off. I didn't know it was grabbing it, but I said they attacked the South. Did you hear that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, while I was on Press TV in that short segment, they had attacked Khan Yunis and murdered 26 people. Just while we were talking, a report came in about that. So it's a concentration camp, since they concentrated them in the South in a smaller and smaller area, and then they attack that too. This is ethnic cleansing. They're like, how many Palestinians do you think we can murder, hospitals and infrastructure we can destroy, before the world makes us quit? Because they're not, they haven't gone in the tunnels. They haven't even found a tunnel. They've pointed to some stuff they said was tunnels, but it's like water reservoirs and stuff. One was an elevator shaft. They got lit up today. They lost like 30 soldiers in urban warfare because they all bunched together like a SWAT team, which is stupid because you could all step on the same IED, or it's just dumb tactics. They don't know what they're doing. The only thing they're good at is massacres. It's like Nasrallah said, and we're pretty deep in our own end zone when I'm agreeing with Nasrallah of Hezbollah, but I am. Because he said the only thing they're good at is massacring civilians, and that's true. They're not trying to get hostages. You could get the hostages by giving back the people you stole. You went around Lincoln style just arresting people with no trial and throwing them in jail, including kids. There was a deal offered to say, all right, we'll release all the women if you'll release the women and children. No deal. They could have gotten all of them back. And they better hope those hostages are in the tunnels, because if they're above ground, they're dead.
Ryan, speaking of the
I believe tunnels, they did kill one set. One of the settlers who was injured was in the Al-Shifa hospital because they were hurt. And that one got killed because the Israelis kept bombing the hospital. They went in raiding, guns ablaze, killing doctors. One doctor was on, I believe, with Amy Goodman, Democracy Later, and was talking about how he had duty to his patients and things, and he went to visit his family, where his house is next to the hospital. They bombed his house, killed him and his family. Can you imagine it? This is, like, I hate saying this, because I hate sounding like some college brat or something. This is racist. If it was a bunch of Jews being bombed, and Jewish hospitals bombed, and Jewish synagogues and things were getting blown up, you just reverse everything. There is no fucking way that the world would allow it. No way. The Palestinians don't count. Well, it would be anti-Semitic to act like that, but like that's not happening. But if it did, no one would stand for it. It would end immediately. But these Christian Zionists just think, well, that's their land. Die or leave. Same ultimatum the Nazis gave. Leave or die. We do not blame Jews who didn't leave for getting killed, round up and worked to death, shot or whatever, gassed. Like, no, you blame the Nazis because that's who did it. But they blame Palestinians. Like, oh, they told you to go. There's no right of return, and we know that. And Egypt wouldn't let open the border. So what do you want them to do? They don't have a safe place to go. And for how long? You just pack up, grab your kids, everything, just go live in the street somewhere in the south? And when you come back, yeah, your house and everything you ever bought is gone. We blew it up.
If they got the chance to get back.
Yeah, like, if they live. God, man, it's another trail of tears. You're seeing people, some of them with missing limbs or in wheelchairs, trying to get to southern Gaza, where they'll be bombed less for now. What are they going to do later? Like, go back north? We're bombing the south? And I just don't see a way out of this without outside intervention. Israel's not going to stop. They don't care. It's run by psychopaths.
When would someone intervene, though?
I'm sorry. Here's Vinny and a couple other people had their hands raised. I got you now. I didn't see it. My phone was in my pocket.
Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
I just got the report that Yemen seized the ship in the Strait of Hormuz. No, not Strait of Hormuz, but the near Yemen.
Oh, they seized the ship?
Yeah, Israeli ship? But I can't find it. No, it was a British ship. It was owned by a Jewish man.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't find much information about it, and I wanted to ask if you have anything more.
Well, there are British and Australian ships that have been supplying more arms to Israel, like they even need it, you know. It's more of an obedience mm-hmm. test. So, I don't know. I mean, they're seizing a ship. That's pretty serious. But if it's shipping yeah. arms, hey, yeah. Go ahead, stop it, whatever. What's Britain going to do? Like, what do you...
Yeah, I definitely fully support it, you know, but it's something that's like a next step in the whole thing, especially with Yemen. They fired missiles that were Israel that were intercepted by American ships as well.
Well,
so them like taking payback, seizing their ships. I mean, I've sent you the link in the DMs.
The Saudis and UAE were slaughtering the people in Yemen for years.
Definitely, yeah. That's been a humanitarian crisis. People didn't even have food.
It barely ever even made the news. Kind of like Sudan right now. Sudan did make the news in Darfur, when South Sudan was splitting away. But recently, it's just whatever. It's over 1,000 people dead there too. And it's so preventable. It makes me sick, man. I'm like, what's wrong with people? I love it when religious people lecture me too. I'm like, well, we're not involved, and East Asia is not involved in this crap. Like, you guys are killing each other. You don't have any morals. You don't preach to me. Whatever it is, isn't working.
Yeah, but that's what they all preach, you know. My version of religion.
But just stop killing kids. It's just common sense. It's common human decency. You don't kill other people's kids. It's supposed to be.
It should be. It's supposed
to be. We're not cavemen. How do you reach that?
Especially the situation.
Murder somebody's baby, you know? It's on film. There's like Israelis that just rationalize the whole thing, like October 7th. Like, you think something happened before the 7th? And what did that fucking baby do? Nothing. It's a baby.
I've seen clips, you know, platforms like Omegle and stuff. People are showing like babies that are being killed, and Israelis are like, yeah, good, good. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Dude, some of these Israelis are like filling their bathtub up with water, as eating and turning the lights on and off, and like, oh, you don't have food, water, electricity, ha ha ha. It's like, well, no one's going to see your TikTok because they don't have electricity, which you would have dawned on you as you're making the video about them not having power. So who are you making this for? You're making it for each other. So you think, ha ha, that's funny. Yeah, they have no water and we do. They don't have power and we do.
The mental rot has gotten way worse in Israel, man.
Disgusting.
It's a sick society. They've brainwashed these kids. Yeah. Like, they think they're the victims. Oh my God. Hamas got out of their cage when we had a wall around them with machine guns pointed at them every day. And they got out, and you know what? They attacked us for no reason.
For no reason whatsoever.
Listen to what you just said and think that through again. It doesn't.
It's one of the better sentences that I saw on Twitter. You know, it said, and for no reason whatsoever, the German people voted Hitler into power.
Well, you know, the reason a psycho like that got into power is because of World War One and the brutal Treaty of Versailles and annexing German land. And so, you know, he did have some legit grievances to point to manipulate these people. But
definitely.
You know, it wasn't like he had to make everyone racist. Everyone already was racist in the 1930s, including for the Allied powers. That wasn't unique to Germany. That was just everybody.
Yeah, look at Ford, the books he wrote, you know.
Well, I mean, America still had racial segregation till the 1960s, way after World War II. Yeah, and it's definitely. Just, I don't know, like, whatever, like.
That's also with people like Malcolm X and stuff. And he actually attended conferences with the Nation of Islam. George Lincoln Rockwell was there as well. Like, it was alive. Well, it was everywhere.
I know. It was just... But there's levels of it. It's one thing, I don't want to sit on the bus with this person versus... go to their house and blow it up. You know?
Yeah. There's a difference, definitely.
It's not like, oh, bad is bad. Like, no, there's definitely worse. It's hard to be worse than the Zionists, though. Like, you had a Nakba. You know that's what happened. You don't care. Oh, they're out of the Bible. What happened to lovely thing, neighbor? Is that in there, too?
We touched the subject like a minute ago with the Yemen. It was the same, just like like 2 decades ago, like in the 2000s, there was like really 2004, I think, there was like a really bad action in Palestine as well. And you think, you know, that's like the top of it, and then Yemen happened again, starving children and stuff.
Dude, half a million Iraqis.
Exactly, same thing.
Yeah, I know. Watch the ribs keeps happening over and over again. Like the tape is touching each other. It's so. I mean, like, why even have the diaper? They don't even have nothing to poo out. And we have an abundance of food. That's what pisses me off to no end. Just give. Don't ever blockade food from a population. Not even North Korea. Never. Ever.
Especially if you look at Western countries. You know, Europe, America, we have it in abundance. The amount of food that we throw away yearly, it's amazing. You can feed the whole world twice over, I think.
Well,
just with the excess.
I don't think they have any say in the decision making, though.
Like
I don't think many people would disagree. The thing is, we're not in charge.
No, true. We here in the Netherlands, for example, we have like a program with supermarkets that they can give their about to expire products, give them away for like a 90 to 95% discount. And this is just in the last few years.
You know that,
just imagine. Yeah.
The instant ramen that Japan invented saved like 3 million lives. Because it was used in all these food programs. Yeah, it's cheap, it's dehydrated, so you can, you know, it was just like all the things you need. It's got calories, just need hot water. Mm. Yeah, instant ramen. And I was like, yeah, I guess it could have.
Enough minerals and salt and stuff.
And it's got, you know, it's enough to keep you alive, as any college student. But the guy that invented it died in like 07 or something. I was like, wow, I didn't know it was that new. It's just been around my whole life, yeah. I thought, but I guess not. Like, I didn't know about it until I was in Japan. I don't know. Some simple invention like that. We're not into saving lives so much, though. The Japanese diet was, which is like their Congress, Akiko Oishi, she's from the 5th District of Osaka, had a good speech. It's like, if this isn't genocide, then what is it? She was going off. It's like, what is this, duplicitous American justice? Like, I don't want to hear you say that word again. Don't talk about justice if you're not going to have justice for Palestinians. Like, everyone agreed, pretty much, like, go ahead, fight Hamas, whatever. But that's not what they're doing. They're just murdering civilians. And we all see it. And it's not the first time. Yeah.
If they really wanted to, couldn't they image the tunnels?
No. They're like 200 meters underground.
Really? Even using
they don't even know service. They keep talking like, oh, they got some castle underground. They don't have a clue. They don't know how extensive it is or if it's even real. But they're basically sending a modern army after a militia group, and they're shooting anything that moves.
Props to them, though. Like, you've seen them with their homemade RPGs taking out so many tanks.
No, they're hitting tanks. They're not taking them out. An RPG-7 is not going to take out a tank. You might be able to knock the tracks off it, and they'll just tow it away, repair it, and bring it back again.
Damage, at least.
They don't have in-laws and javelins and cornets. They have RPGs and rifles and small arms. Some IEDs, whatever. They can kill infantry. You know, they really don't have much. There's no air defense. That's why the Air Force can just bomb them around the clock. Sometimes do a four-hour pause. The bulldozers will get rid of any IED that's in an open field. Like, they have every advantage other than they're scared to go in the tunnel, which they don't even have to do. They got them surrounded. You just sit there and wait. None of this would happen if they weren't occupying them anyway. This is like the Warsaw ghetto uprising. Well, yeah, you're killing them, so they're fighting back. Now, let's not forget, they murdered 224 Palestinians this year before October 7th.
During peace,
that's almost one person a day. It's a little less than that, but it's almost every day they kill someone. That's more than a weekend in Chicago. Yeah, the U.S. has the most serial killers in the world. And the world. Why? Because they glorified on TV. There's something like, if we lose this PR, then it's unwinnable. Because you couldn't make it more easy. Israel shot their own. They're murdering children and babies and blowing up homes. Like, there's nothing more disgusting. They're on film torturing people and pissing on their corpses or dragging them behind an automobile. They've done every crime you can do, even chemical weapons, and filmed it. And you see lacerated children and missing limbs and people pulled out, suffocated and crushed by rubble. They even used a hellfire with no warhead, so the blades just went off and cut someone's leg off, that kind of crap. And the Hasbara continues. They still blame the victims. It's still Israel no matter what. Like, why don't you just go ahead and build a gas chamber? That seems to be the only thing off limits. Every other sick way you want to murder someone's okay. But kinda, with white phosphorus, you are gassing people to death. You're burning their lungs. They thought about using nitrogen or nerve gas in the tunnels too. If you used nerve gas, that would come above and kill people there. And they don't have enough nitrogen. They really don't seem to have a plan. Just keep murdering civilians until, like, you can get the U.S. to be like, hold me back. Because they're not going to go fight toe-to-toe with Hamas. They'll lose too many soldiers. Although they said this is the line. I hate it. I hate looking at it every day. They killed like 1,000 people since yesterday. And that's not 1,000 Hamas soldiers. All right, let's see. I hit allow to speak on a couple other names.
Did you check your DMs, Ryan?
Say again?
Did you check your DMs, your messages? I've just sent you a link about this. This Houthi thing, it was actually confirmed that they seized the ship that was belonged to a Jewish man, but it was flying under a Japanese and British flag. And was seized in the Bab al-Mandeb Strait near Yemen.
It was flagged as the Bahamas.
It was flagged as the Bahamas? Oh, right.
Cargo ship, yeah, Muhammad this... flag, galaxy leader is called. Leased from a British company, partly owned by a Japanese company. That's where you got that from.
Right.
It left from Turkey, headed to India, sailed under the flag of the Bahamas. That's not uncommon, though. A lot of ships have the Bahamas or Panama or something because of the they're accepted everywhere. Exactly. And there's some tax avoidance and whatever. But and a lot of ships are made by Japan and Britain because there's a couple of island nations that have a lot in their navy and their merchant marine ships, obviously because of geography. So they make a lot of the boats for everyone else. So that doesn't surprise me either.
All right. Yeah, that's
we'll see. Why did they seize it? I don't know. It could be drugs. It could be whatever. It might have nothing to do with the war. How would they know the captain was Jewish? That whatever. Like,
why I'm not sure. It's some development again. I thought I'd mention it.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. Why it doesn't tell you why it was seized, so it doesn't matter. We give it a few hours.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan, quick question. Good morning, brother.
Good morning. Even here, but yeah.
Good evening, brother.
The answer is it's Lincoln's fault. No, go ahead.
I'm a little curious to why the neighboring countries are willing to defend, but they're not willing to receive anybody, because I feel like that'll just end all the bullshit. You know?
No, it wouldn't at all. Like, Jordan's full of millions of Palestinians. It didn't matter. They all have refugee camps. Egypt has them, Jordan has them, Lebanon has them, Syria has them. What do you want, 2 million more? They can't. Especially Egypt. Egypt's the one next to Gaza. Egypt's full of Sudanese refugees from the civil war already. And I've explained this like 10 times, so other people are going to have to hear it 11 times. But it's like Egypt has... Well, it's okay. So here's a couple things. Egypt's dealing with a refugee crisis from Sudan. That's one. Two, Ethiopia built a giant dam and filled up a new reservoir on the Blue Nile, which lowered the water for Egypt and Sudan. So they're fighting with water scarcity. So they don't have enough for irrigating crops, especially grains. And then adding on to that is the fact that they had to close the grain corridor because Ukraine was using it to attack Crimea, plus the sanctions on Russia limited what they could import. So they can't grow their own, and they can't import enough, and they have water scarcity and a bunch of refugees from Sudan already and Palestinians from previous conflicts. They can't do it. That's for Egypt. On top of that, a lot of Palestinians know they won't ever be allowed to return. There's no right of return. Once they're pushed out, they're out forever. And that Israel's just going to annex the land. And do what? Let's move out of the home we live in and go live in a fucking tent in Egypt. No. And so the borders close. Egypt's like, look, if it had opened, that's like 1 million to 2 million refugees. They physically can't do it. That would be like 36 million South Americans come into Texas who none of them have jobs, homes, money, nothing. Like, no. It's not their responsibility. Like, that's like saying, you know, why didn't anyone take the Jews from Germany and Poland? Then, no problem, right? No concentration camps. Those Jews have just left. Like, don't blame the victims. Fuck Israel. Like, why do they have to leave? Because Israel's bombing their houses. Okay, let's blame the party bombing people's houses. Not Egypt, not Jordan, not anyone. They don't have to take anyone. To me, that argument is so stupid. Like, why? Because they're both Arab? I mean, it's like, okay, so if Japan colonizes Taiwan again, just move to China. Or vice versa. If somebody, like, oh, they're all Asian. Same thing, right? No. South Korea won't take North Korean refugees either. You know why? They can't. It's too much of a burden to babysit all these people. And it makes things worse for the remainder. They can't just all leave. A lot of people don't have the means to do it anyway. Like, how do they survive? Go live in a camp in the desert. And a lot of them have left North Gaza to go to South Gaza temporarily. And of course, Israel's attacking them too.
It's also the hypocrisy now, speaking of Israel.
Jordan,
you know?
Has, there's probably more Palestinians in Jordan than there are in the West Bank. So many of them have been forced to leave already. And also because America pays them off. They're like, nah, keep them in the cage or else.
That's what it is.
Yep. They paid off Mubarak for a long time to look the other way at the plight of Palestinians. But to be like, look, see, no one wants them, even though people already accepted millions of them, is the same bullshit of the Nazis said, see, no one wants the Jews. Everyone hates them. It's dumb, man. If someone was invading America, would you tell everybody just go to Canada? Just leave your fucking house, your state, everything. It's okay. Go north. It's the same language.
It's also the hypocrisy of Israelis.
Like they
or
can't
imagine
fight.
Someone invaded Canada. I'd be like, oh, just go to America. Same thing, right? It's not the same thing.
Just to stay and die. Basically.
Yeah, just go to Egypt. It's as dumb as like, okay, where do you live? Okay, go to some other country. Somebody's rustling around with paper or something. I don't know. Yeah, it's such a dumb thing to say. Hey, just go here, to some other country with some other government, some other everything. And just, you know, leave your house, your car if you have one, all your possessions, all, and just go live in a tent in Egypt with your kids and everything. You know, and some of them would if they could, because as bad as that is, it's better than being blown up. And that's the choice they're given, leave or die. And that should not be. Why doesn't Israel take them in? You say Palestine doesn't exist, therefore this is a civil war. Why don't you take the refugees? You created them. How come the Israelis didn't leave? Hamas told them to so many times. So it's their own fault they got killed on October 7th because they should have left. See how stupid that is? I can't believe people say that. Why don't they just go here? Oh, yeah, because all Arabs are the same. And eat a dick. Hey, Tibet, just move to Mongolia. It's Asian, right? Ugh. Remember in 08, Free Tibet was like all the rage, stickers and everything.
Uyghurs?
It was just a fad. No, it was Tibet. It was in 2008. There was this huge Free Tibet movement. And it was just during the Olympics or whatever, they were going to piss off the Chinese. And it all, and it's like suddenly people learned about a conflict that's been going on forever. Cared about it for a few weeks and then it disappeared. It just shows you, like, if the media wants you to care about something, they can make it happen.
Yeah.
I don't see much, like, as bad as it is for Palestine now, at least people are protesting and talking about it. Nobody did that for Yemen. No one did it for Burma. No one's doing it for Sudan. No one does it for the Congo. Because no one cares unless there's some sort of like violence done by Europeans. And it has to be to non-Europeans, because when they kill each other, like Ukraine and Russia, they actually supported the war in Ukraine rather than trying to get a ceasefire.
It's not global news until it hits the West.
Yeah, when blacks kill each other, or browns kill each other, or blacks and browns kill one another, it's not a story. But when whites kill somebody else, then it's a story. And of course, no one should kill anyone, and all of those should ought to be stories, but they're not. And that shows me a lot of people who are pro-Palestine don't really have any principles. They don't care about Palestinians. They just hate the West. And they blame the whole thing on like white colonialism or whatever. Some of them even think there's some giant gas field under Gaza. There isn't. There's a study about, a general study about the Mediterranean that stretches all the way out like west of Cyprus that could have natural gas somewhere. It's not in Gaza though. It's just all the little worldviews they already have. They just decide, yeah, this is why. It's like imperialism, dude. It's not. It's religious dogma and ethnic cleansing. It's not about resources. And it's not really racial. Although a lot of Zionists were what I like to call trans-Semites, because they're not from the Middle East. They have no like connection descent-wise to Hebrews. Just blue-eyed Europeans that self-identify as Jewish because that gets you free stuff, since the Bronfman family and other Epstein clients decided to create right of return. Right of return, think about that. Oh, 3,000 years, which that could be anybody by now. You get to return to this land and say it's yours because of the Jacob and Esau story where he wrestled an angel and then God granted this ethnic group this piece of dirt, which is not even what the story says. The story actually says Jacob changed his name to Israel and they created a bloodline with 12 tribes, but doesn't talk about a piece of dirt. It does have the promised land though, so they can fight the two. Well, what a ridiculous defense for confiscating private property is to point to some mythological story and say, well, even though there was no continuity with this story we made up, we're returning here, and so it's ours. And the hell with the people who've been there for generations and generations, some of which go all the way back to ancient times. Because Palestinian DNA is 37% overlap with the Natufians, who were there even before the Canaanites. If anybody's original people, it's them. And then you had the Canaanites and the Philistines, the Egyptians, and the Assyrians, all, and Phoenicians and stuff, way before Jews were in that land. But whatever, they've all been there a really long time. You can't start divvying out land based on who all had it at a certain year thousands of years ago. That's so stupid. It's like, okay, well, I guess France and Spain and Britain all belong to Rome, depending on when you want to start the date, you know. I can't believe that's what they go with. God gave us this land. Yay. Which God? Satan? Because that's how you're behaving, murdering children. They murder and then lie about it and blame the victims. They're always guilty of what they accuse others of doing. They said, you killed 40 babies. No, you killed thousands of babies. They say it's their land, it's the opposite. They act like they're oppressed, they're the occupier. They say they want peace, but they misspelled it because they want a piece of this, a piece of that. Want a piece of territory. So they won't trade land for peace. means you won't have peace. And it's like you're not trading land. It's land you stole in the first place. You'd be returning land for peace, would be a more correct way to phrase that.
Ryan, is the only reason Britain gave the land to Israel to destabilize the region? And amongst others?
No, I mean, Britain made different promises to different groups and they couldn't deliver to all of them. So I think, and really Britain just said, they passed it over to the UN and had them do it. And the Arabs walked out. Like, nobody within 1,000 miles of that territory were even there for the vote. It's just ridiculous to give away land that other people already live on to someone else.
Well, how does that hold anyway?
Like, they could have moved there and just lived with them like any other country. Like, lots of Italians came to America in like the 1890s and teens. Okay. Just absorb them, whatever. You know, lots of Irish came over, lots of pick something, you know, the exception of Africans, I guess, got brought over, but then they came over too. But it's just like, just live together. You don't have a racial state or a religious state. That's crazy. But they're like, no, we need a Jewish state, which is not just religion. Because with intrinsic to their religion is the concept of a bloodline and a race. So therefore, it's also a racial state in their mind, at least. And that's, well, might as well be if you make it one.
Well, legally, how does that work out anyway? If Britain being
because might makes right?
Power.
Well, why did Britain have a mandate over it anyway? The United Nations did this, though. They just, like, give the Jews a homeland. What's that mean? A Jewish state. What's that mean? It means the Jewish majority lives there and makes all the rules, and they have different rules for them versus everyone else. You do not have equal rights. You can't intermarry. They have right of return, but only for Jews, no other group. They have a settlement process. They're encroaching on more and more land. The UN didn't give away. They're just going to take. What war did the UN ever stop? Or the League of Nations? Like, oh, we're going to band together and what?
Peacekeeping missions, huh?
NATO carved up and destroyed Yugoslavia. They turned Libya on its head and gave it to Al-Qaeda. They really are the reason why there's a war with Russia, Donbass, and Ukraine. It's NATO versus Russia, really. NATO should not exist after the Ukraine conflict is done. It should be dissolved. But a lot of it, it's America, man. Sad to say, because I'm from there. But they enable all of it. It's because they're at the behest of this parasitic lobby that John Mersheimer's wrong. It's not just some interest group that taking advantage of a broken system. Because this lobby gets money from a foreign state. And then it could use that to bribe Congress and the president to give that same foreign state more money. It just goes in a circle.
Hey, Ryan, do you think that there's going to be like a significant change in terms of like how powerful AIPAC will be in the next election?
I mean, the next election is the presidential election, and look at all the candidates. They're all Zionists anyway.
But don't you think that there'll be like everybody's just going to start voting for like third party candidates, like that Indian guy you interviewed, and it's just going to split the vote so much?
Yo, that guy was a badass, Ryan. Sorry, I had an interview.
Yeah, it was a good interview. They unfortunately will not. Not on the presidential level, especially. Like, think local, act local is the way out of this, but it's not just AIPAC. AIPAC is, yeah, they'll primary somebody, they have the money, and da 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 da, but it's Christian Zionists. Like, they're just Team Israel, right or wrong. Ideologically, that's what they think. I'd argue it's because they don't think at all. But
but I that boomer class is, like, starting to just die out. And this, like, new generation, like Gen Z, I mean, I think that they're definitely going to make an impact next election. Maybe not enough to, like, you know, reverse everything that Zionism has done, but definitely enough to scare the shit out of Zionists.
But it's always been that way. Like, when I was a little kid, it was all the old people, and then it doesn't change.
I mean, they're trying to ban TikTok now.
Yeah. They're pulling ads from Twitter too. They're scared of death, of free speech. Even if it's one minute long.
He folded so fucking hard.
He was like a lawn chair. Did you see the video I made about it?
Like, oh, is it on your Twitter?
He took the river to the sea comment, and it's, buddy, you couldn't even finish a whole sentence. The second half of that sentence is Palestine will be free. Free from what? Occupation, obviously.
It yeah, doesn't the say ADL Palestine definitely will be did free like a call to Elon.
Oh, yeah, they did. I mean, Twitter can only exist because of East Asian ads. I said, you know, if you could just make people pay to use it, they would. They're addicted to it. I don't know. I mean, it's like, buddy, you got like $200 billion. Like, how much is free speech worth to you? I don't know. It's not like you wouldn't survive. But it's sickening that they have such control, because he basically is admitting that Jewish communities are promoting white genocide, because they are. That's Jewish communities, not all Jews. But the SPLC and AIPAC and stuff definitely do that. And they're like, look at this anti-Semitic, blah, 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 how dare you? We're going to withdraw all our advertising. It's like they did to Kanye to him, proving exactly what Kanye was saying. And part of that's just from the left wing. Like, they are fucking obsessed with racism, sexism, homophobia, whatever. Like, they need a witch to burn. So if someone gets accused of it, they're like, oh boy, we get to condemn this thing that we all agree on is irredeemably wrong. And it doesn't have to be true, because they're so excited to condemn racism that it doesn't matter.
Yeah, the right, they turn into woketards whenever the Israel issue comes up. I mean, just like a Ben Shapiro.
Oh, yeah. They were pro-censorship and everything. Dude, Candace Owens has beef with Shapiro. So what did she do? The last day before maternity leave, she brought on Norman Finkelstein. Based. A great interview, too. Norman does the whole mowing the lawn. He's awesome.
Do you see a change if Netanyahu goes out?
No, because it's just going to be more of the same with the next guy.
I would argue that other people in his cabinet are way more psychotic than he is. And he's already at a high level as it is.
Well, yeah, his president, Herzog, is about as low as you can get.
I think Gallant and the other guy were actually like, oh, let's do a full strike on Lebanon. And Netanyahu was like, no. So had it been one of those other guys, I think we would see like a full-fledged war on the northern border.
Well, they'd lose that. That could be the thing. It's not that Netanyahu isn't less psychotic. He just knows they can't win.
Yeah,
they tried
true.
That in 06 and they lost. And they never did get their kidnapped soldiers back. Kidnapped. They're soldiers. They can't be kidnapped. They're captured. They never got their captured. I'm using their language. You know, like, you never got your captured soldiers back. You said, we're going to end Hezbollah and we're going to free the hostages. Well, you never got your captured soldiers, and you certainly didn't end Hezbollah. You made it bigger, and your soldiers got beat.
I think the Washington Post is saying that there's a five-day truce that's about to start imminently. I think people are going
to
see
that
for the first
time
that
Israel... Soldiers today? They went into urban warfare and started getting their ass kicked.
I think the world is going to see, they're going to see for the first time that Israel does not honor ceasefires in these kind of moments, and they're going to be freaking out.
Do you think it might have to do with the whole Apache helicopter investigation showing they shot their own?
Yeah, I think so. I think that was like a big discovery.
That could be.
They're actually trying to censor that.
What brings Netanyahu down? Dude, they did it. There's no other explanation. Those cars are charred.
I think the Shifa scandal, I think the killing of the civilians.
Right. The hospital command center that didn't exist.
Yeah. And like this, the videos that they published were just so ridiculous. I think even like the State Department was just like, what the fuck, man?
They made those videos for the American audience. They're in English.
Yeah.
At this tunnel.
Look at this calendar. It's Arabic. The soldiers. You know, it's just like what? You know.
They got a couple rifles and grenades that they just put there.
Yeah. Like okay. Yeah.
I want to make this point. I want to make this point. The most retarded place to store a rifle and grenades is in the same room as the MRI machine, because those will collide into the machine upon use. So if you store it there, you will always have to take it out of the room every time they have to do a scan. It's
not when there's no electricity.
Well, yes. Now.
Not like they can use
well,
it.
They,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, we don't know if
they
have
generators
at that point, you know.
But so
what
I had
they found
tell
was
me
not
today.
Nearly enough to fight off an IDF army coming towards you. And it doesn't make sense to fight out of a hospital anyway. So it's just ridiculous, the kind of
it's that they weren't there, dude. They just made that shit up.
I
had a friend who has a friend at the hospital. And was, say, from Indonesia, because it was an Indonesian hospital. They had shut down the last one. They had to use the flashlights from cell phones to perform surgery on kids. That's the only light they had. And they had to charge the cell phones by riding bicycles.
Yeah, while starving. So they're like burning calories and like barely eating.
Yeah. That's Israel. That Hail Mary they did was like, oh, we have to attack this hospital because it's a Hamas command center. And they had no intelligence on that. And they couldn't have because it wasn't true.
Yeah, and they made this CGI video. I don't know if you guys saw
They want
that,
to destroy all the hospitals.
Yeah.
So that all the wounded end up dead.
Or in Egypt under medical evacuation.
Or exactly, medical evacuation to Egypt. It means gone. Gone.
I think so. Shifa is like the largest hospital, right?
Well, it is since they blew up. There was one they blew up in 2014. Of course, they attacked
also does all the recording of
the Anglican
as well.
That Anglican hospital, which is 62 years older than the State of Israel, and they bombed that courtyard, and they also hit the hospital itself. sick. And they blew up that old church, the Greek church. I'm hoping they're 5-day pause. Then what, you're going to bomb it again?
Yeah, that's like, I don't understand it. It's just like, let's just 5 days without killing children. Oh, congratulations, you know, Israel, merciful people. But they're going to break
America
it.
If America wanted like this over, it would be over.
Yeah.
You got to blame Biden.
Midway, and then they're going to blame it on Hamas, and then they're going to go even crazier.
They've broken every ceasefire they've ever made. Last time, they had a ceasefire and then decided to just fire on some kids on the beach after the ceasefire was in place, just so they could get the last kill and try and
spark. That was after Castlet, or I think it was Castlet.
No, it was after the 2014 war. I hate these names, Castlet, Pillar of Defense,
I know,
Pillar of God.
Fucking stupid.
Let's call it what it is, bombing babies.
Operation Land Grab.
Defense from what?
Just mowing the lawn. Your blades of grass. We need to reduce your population. There needs to be Palestinian right of return. There needs to be an influx of billions of dollars internationally to rebuild Gaza from all the destruction that Israel did. And there needs to be sanctions on Israel.
They're doing those like stupid visa bans for settlers as if that's going to like do anything.
It will. They can't go back and forth.
Yeah, a lot of those
they can't run away. Yeah.
From New York, to be quite honest. Like, mm-hmm. they just get offered a free house to occupy the land.
Yankees. But if you're from Brooklyn, you go settle in the West Bank, and then you get a visa ban issued on you. Aren't you like a citizen anyways of the U.S.?
You can't go back to the U.S. There need to be criminal charges. Like, okay, you get your visa taken away, you should also be prosecuted. Then now Israel won't extradite him. That means you can never come home. Where you, the moment you land on U.S. soil, you go to jail.
Right, you know how like some countries, if you're given your passport for like another citizenship, they take in the original one? Why doesn't Israel have that? So at least they grow their population.
Because it's a racist state. They have an immigration policy that wants a DNA test. These people won't marry outside their own cult.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? What? Like, inside their own sects of, like, religion, they're like, oh, if you're extra Jewish, you're not allowed to be in the army. Like, if you're super Orthodox.
It's, I mean, that's imposed on them by them. That's in their own mind, their own mental prison, but you can't make a law of the land that everyone has to be like your cult. But they do. I think the hospital incident combined with the fact that, oh, you killed the ravers could do them in. The whole justification for surrounding them and going straight to that hospital, they thought that's where the command center was. or these tunnels.
Oh no, no, and no! But it's in
where Hamas actually is northeast Gaza, which Israel hasn't been able to penetrate 2 feet into. That's where they are, because that's where they're killing you.
But now they're in Khan Yunis. That's what Ehud Olmert says.
They're not in Khan Yunis. That is where more civilians are that Israelis can kill.
Yeah. No, actually, no, it's somewhere else now. We got to go there now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of like when Judith Miller said, Iraq's WMDs must have been moved to Syria. Let's go smash them now. Like, I have an idea. I think they were moved right beneath the White House. Maybe there's a Hamas guy hiding under Netanyahu's house. Maybe you should bomb that. Sick freaks. Jewish supremacy. It makes Jews look bad everywhere. Because every shitty thing Israel does, it does in their name. Oh, we're just the Jewish blah, blah, blah. But you had the same thing with Christians, Manifest Destiny or the Klan or whatever. They're like burning a cross and all supposedly religious. Their uniform is like a cross. It's like, okay, well, you don't speak for everyone else. Kill a commie for Christ, that kind of sloganeering crap. You have your jihadis too, your Tech Fury, ISIS types. They just killed 20 people in the Congo, tied them up, murdered them. ISIL.
Right, did you see that they're reemerging in the Syrian desert magically when Israel's like in the midst of war?
Israel does its airstrikes, and then the U.S. did an airstrike. Suddenly, the ISIS groups in Afrin and Idlib start attacking. I think they killed 29 Syrians.
They're still fighting in the desert right now, like actually like fully like engaged clashes.
So gotten that paycheck. We did give Israel $11 billion, so they're putting it to use. I didn't. U.S. gave them $11 billion.
Then Idlib starts activating. You know, Idlib starts activating again.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that whole anti-government
protests in Daraa, you know,
and Syria were for Israeli interests and against U.S. interests.
Yeah.
At least they couldn't get boots in the ground on Syria because of how bad Iraq was.
Do you think with all the constant harassment from the Islamic resistance in Iraq and Syria, do you think the bases, they'll eventually just empty them out just from them constantly being harassed by like drones and shit?
I mean, they sat in Afghanistan for 20 years. And they don't care. Like, the people making the decisions don't live in those bases. So the hell with whoever does. They don't care. Trump told them to remove those troops in Syria, and they're just like, yeah, nice story. No. They just disobeyed.
Well, they did do a pullout, and then they came back, I think. Didn't they?
No, they pulled out, and they lied about the numbers. Barely anybody left.
Oh, yeah. I think they left like Hasaka, but then they like stayed in the oil fields.
They're helping the Kurds annex that land in Rojava. They lost Manbij and Aleppo. Like the rest of it, anyway. I wonder if Turkey could cut a deal with the PKK. Like, hey, why don't you? We're going to go ahead and let you blow up the pipeline. that way. Oh, we cut off all oil to Israel, but we didn't do it. They blew up the pipeline. Gee, look at that. Oh, please don't do that. Erdogan could end this. America could end this. America could say, not another dime. We're registering AIPAC under FARA. There's a whole bunch of things they could do to get Israel to knock it off. They won't. Enjoy the money. And the blackmail is pretty thick, too. But at least the settlers are getting their visas taken away. Hoorah. It's a start. So in other news, we're doing the Red Cloud Wars series for Dawson University. And my brother is working on that right now. We've got 3 of them out of 6 complete. We've got a bunch of Civil War stuff complete. I feel like the more people know history, the less gullible they are to the lies of the present. We've seen it all before. Especially in Israel. When have they not attacked civilians? When have they ever killed more soldiers than civilians? Never. It's U.S. either. Mm-hmm. But America's still
king. We saw the Hannibal Doctrine, like, in on those following days after the Aluxa flood. We saw, you know, them enacting their own doctrines on their own people.
There was no point in hitting those ravers. Like, you killed some hostages, you killed the kibbutzes, whatever, but they're just, you just hit cars full of people. They weren't even hostages.
You know what, the cars, it reminded me of like the Highway of Death in Iraq. Like, it just looked like that, just like a bunch of fucking cars, just, you know, airstrike.
Yeah, off. That's, you know, some other people said that same thing on Twitter. Like, it reminded me of the Highway of Death from the first Gulf War. First Gulf War, they took out the car in the front, the car in the back, and then everyone else couldn't get out of the road. And there's 100,000 dead.
So you mean to tell me that Hamas has fucking Apache helicopters?
No, man, they had a fire-breathing dragon, don't you know?
Oh my God.
I can't believe they, like, it's, of all the helicopters, it's the Apache, who are also thrown off their land. Of course, that's most helicopters, the Kiowa Warriors, same thing, like... The Tomahawk cruise missile.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, they've named it after.
Are we,
like,
gonna have the Jenin fighter jet, or like the Gaza helicopter, or is that gonna be the future? We're gonna name weapons after Palestinians and Palestinian cities and stuff.
The Ramallah, you know, tank.
Well, in Norway, our most effective combat helicopter is called Innocent Monk.
Innocent Monk.
No, I'm kidding.
I doubt it. Hey, Norway did pass that lesser resolution to be prepared, yes, to recognize a Palestinian state. That's some news.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good thing.
I think I wish it had been, well, the other one, but I think, take it as a W. Really? Well, I didn't hear about that.
I think Spain also has like a vote or something in their parliamentary about recognizing a two-state.
Similar to Norway, like. Well, fingers crossed.
Yeah, the debate in Norway was like, how far do we want to go in alienating the Americans? That was like the counter argument was like, oh, we know, oh, they're going to be pissed. How pissed off do we want to make them?
Norway is not in NATO, right? They're not in NATO.
Norway is in NATO. Norway is in the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Like, Norway's an American lackey.
They're not in the European Union. That's probably what you're thinking of.
Yeah, but we're still in the European Economic Area. which means that all our products.
But they're part of the military treaty, right, of NATO?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The North Atlantic Terrorist Organization?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, we have that T-shirt. I made that design. If yep. you,
it's my concept.
You wanna cool. I want to see that.
Yeah, it's in the shop. Someone today got their paragliding octopus. I saw they posted the picture. It looked good. I want to get that. It's like a light sweatshirt.
Yeah, another design that I made.
And another concept that I had.
A combination of four different... Yeah, well, I made the first... So I saw people...
The first one was my suggestion, too. I said put an octopus on a paraglider.
Well, yeah, but I made a design with just the iconic paraglider man and an AK. Because, but I we can't sell that. That's too on the nose.
You can't. Yeah, but, it's like yeah. an octopus.
Yeah, that's too absurd.
Like, because of the Greta Thunberg thing. That's from a 1938 Nazi poster. Like, I think it's just an octopus plushie, but okay. President Grant called them sharks. Should that be anti-Semitic too? Every shark.
Isn't that? I'm sorry, but.
To be fair, he actually was anti-Semitic, but that was the 1860s and 70s.
Let's not try to figure out the perfect creature to compare them to. It's going to be.
No, it's very just bad. Stupid. They're like all these things, even certain numbers. Milk, like all every mascot of any minority had to get removed. Like they just like everything's racist. That was all like the coolest thing you could do in from like 2020 onward was find new shit to cancel and say racist. Sickers. They got rid of Mrs. Butterworth, man.
Aunt Jemima.
Yeah, why'd well,
they remove her?
Yeah, Landa they got rid of Aunt Jemima. Yeah, Mike Rivera's joke is they got rid of the Indian and kept the land. I can say it. So.
Oh, they tried to take Speedy Gonzales. They tried to cancel that, and then Hispanics were just like, no. Like, we like this. And then they
the mouse?
After that. Yeah, because they were just like, oh, you know, like, isn't this racist? Don't you guys find this offensive, Latinos? And we were just like, no.
Or they're like, it's not us. He's fast.
Yeah, it's like, okay. Like, yeah, it's somewhat
they have a
racist,
cousin
but...
named Slopo who's clearly an alcoholic. He doesn't say... Speedy Gonzales has a cousin. And his name is like Slopo. And he's a drunk. Because he's always hiccuping and stuff. And it's pretty like, I didn't notice it as a kid. But then I thought, damn, I can't believe they got away with some of this stuff. One was super slow and the other was super fast. There's a theory about why Donald Duck always rages out. Because he has PTSD from World War II. It's also why he's always wearing his sailor uniform. I'm like, well, he wears a sailor uniform with no pants. So exactly what happened to him on that naval ship. Okay, too dark. All right, fine. All right, well, I'm going to prepare for tomorrow's thing. It's 2 a.m. here. But recordings of these are on ancreport.com for members, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Ryan.